And we back at it like a crack addict.
Yep.
Hello?
We back at it. Can you hear us?
Oh, yeah, I hear you. Hold on. My shit tripping. Yep.
You're
hello?
What's good?
Y'all hear me? Y'all hear me? All right, cool. My shit was fucking up last time.
She didn't even close the door. Hold on real quick. Shit, let me do that, too. Close all these fucking people in this motherfucker. All right, you want to hit the intro, Josh?
Sure. My name is... I still don't got a nickname, bro. We need a nickname for me, bro.
Bitch-ass nigga.
My name is Bitch-ass Josh. We in the cuts. We got a special guest today, Maury. I'll let him talk real quick. Let y'all know who he is. Exactly. All right, so go ahead, Maury.
What's good, everybody? My name is Maury, a.k.a. No Ankles. AKA
No Tangle Ankles.
No Tangle Ankles.
You know what I'm saying? Get them ankles snatched.
No ankle.
All right.
Let's get your story.
Let's go. You know me. It's Lil Devie. Lildevy. Same shit every week. Except for last week because, you know, people didn't want to do their damn podcast.
Yeah, I gotta say sorry to all...
Mr. Not Waking Up.
All the people that listened to us. I just didn't want to wake up. And then when I woke up, people was going to work. And they was never able to record it.
Exactly.
So that's my bad. That's my bad.
Let's go ahead and
get this back. First. We back.
Let's go ahead and get this... let's get this shit started. What's the first subject we got? Oh, yeah.
Off-White?
Yep. Yeah, Off-White being the most popular high-fashion brand. What you got to say about that, Josh?
That's low-key expected, to be honest. Like, I was surprised. Like, I wasn't even... Not surprised. That's the wrong word. I wasn't surprised when I saw that. Because, like, I mean, for one, Virgil Abloh is the one designing it with all the hype he's been getting, especially with being, like, next to Kanye and then also next to Drake. Like, and then he's also the designer for Louis now. Like, it just, it makes sense. And their shit's fire. I mean, especially mm-hmm. with all the shoes they have with Nike. And that's just the shoes. The Nike shoes is fire, but they got mad clothing. Like, it's expected, to be honest. Like, I wasn't surprised at all. And plus, they do it more these days than Gucci and Balenciaga. Like,
hell yeah. I mean, streetwear is so popping now.
Yeah, streetwear is so popping. And also on top of that, like, there's not too many instances in which Off-White comes out with something and someone else, like another brand, is like, wow, that's our brand. You know,
somebody
like,
here on that Xbox.
Yeah, because, like, for example, like Balenciaga had the whole, like, Barack Obama campaign, like logo, but it mm-hmm. said Balenciaga instead of, I think it was Barack Obama's, but instead of what Obama said. So, like, Off-White's pretty original at the same time. They have a bunch of fire collabs. Like, it's expected. It's dope. But, yeah, I mean, that's what I feel about it. I know I'm more of the fashion, at least keeping up with fashion.
Most definitely.
That's more so me than you. Well, I mean, than both of y'all, probably.
You know, damn well, Mario don't be looking at no clothes.
Nah, dude, there's not no Off-White.
I'll be looking. Y'all be looking at stuff I can afford. I just look at things right. I'll afford in maybe 10 to 15
look at
years.
That price tag. I was like, "Ooh, shit."
Yeah. Oh, hell, let me get the bag off here. Huh?
Let me go back on Ross.
Man. Right. Let me get back on Nordys.com.
Yeah. Oh, there's a shirt with
deal
some,
or some shit.
There's a shirt with some arrows on it. I'll take that.
Man, that's all I need. Shit clean. Nah, yeah. I don't focus big on clothes like that. But I kind of pictured that already once I seen. Especially once I seen that it started, like, Off-White. I was, like, 2 years ago that I first seen Off-White, and I was just like, okay, well, you know, I started kind of, like, wearing stuff that was getting into the lane of streetwear.
Mm-hmm.
But then when I seen Off-White shit, I was like, okay, this shit clean. And I looked at the price, I was like, damn, nigga, okay.
Yeah,
right.
I'll stick in my lane.
Man, I'm about to just keep with this little $20 outfit. You know, mm-hmm. broken these shit.
But so yeah. Like $500, like, ooh, nah.
Hell no. Nah. I couldn't even, shit. I still ain't finna buy no shit like that. I seen, you seen those Jordans just came out too, Josh.
Which one? Oh, those 11s?
11s, yeah.
Yeah, those is fire. Yeah.
I seen, what's it called?
Terrell.
This nigga that went to Kennedy got like 100 pairs of them.
Shit, damn.
I'm trying to flip them. to be honest, I'm over Jordans, bro. It's just the same. Like, they don't got nothing new, bro. They're just retros.
Yeah, or different colorways.
Like, there's nothing new to Jordan. Yeah, like, Jordan
always going
to
come back. Every shoe that's popping right now is a retro. A retro. Like, damn near always Jordan. Popping. In general.
Not in general. Adidas.
What are you talking about?
Oh,
Vapor Maxes are hella fucking old.
No, no. Those are retros, but they come out with new things, though. You like new collabs, you feel me? Like, okay, for example, the Air Jordan 1 is the most popping one, like Jordan right now. You know why? Because they're doing collabs. They're doing different shit. Yes, retros are taking over the game right now, obviously, with like 97s, like all the Air Maxes, shit like that. But at the same time, not only is Nike like re-releasing retros, but they're also coming out with new shoes. Jordan's just releasing retros, same colorways.
They're releasing new shoes, but them shoes.
But do they look nice? Exactly. I feel like they don't put no energy into actually creating a nice looking shoe.
You gotta think about it. Jordan's
they
not.
They know niggas gonna buy
Jordan's
it.
Not looking at
Jordan.
It, trying to like be like, oh, let's get something that attracts to the children or attracts to these teenagers. He don't even design his shoes no more, I think. Like, he probably just look at him like, yeah, that's good. Fuck it.
No, he never designed it.
It was someone else always designed it.
I would assume that.
Yeah, someone else, yeah.
But yeah, they definitely.
But I'm pretty sure
lazy.
It's not the same person no more because you see where the fuck that shit went, nigga.
But they have multiple different designers for different Jordans. Those were just the Jordans that he wore that they designed that. But like, my thing is even with their other, like, athletes, like, they don't make any other nice Jordans, like, not even for their athletes. You feel me? Like, for example, Nike. Okay, Nike has the whole, they're basically Jordan, but they have that whole Jordan side, but they also got LeBron's. They got KD's, they got Kyrie's, like, they're all nice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they put energy into them. And even when it comes to the Kyrie's, each Kyrie, I know it's new, don't get me wrong. Like,
is DeAndre Jordan on Jordan?
I don't think so, to be honest.
Because if he is,
nah, but with the thing
they
with
fucked
that,
up not giving that nigga some shoes.
Nah, he trash.
They gotta do new shoes.
Yeah, but still.
Jordan's. They're gonna sell just because the name.
Yeah, they're gonna sell everyone.
Chris Paul right. Jordan's ugly as fuck.
Exactly.
But that's
but
what
you
I,
would assume Chris
saying.
Paul's shoes would be ugly. Chris Paul don't look like a nigga that got swag.
Bro, that nigga, he got steez, bro. Have
I
you
know
seen?
He do. I just say he don't look like a nigga that got
oh,
swag.
Oh, yeah. So then the people.
State Farm, nigga. What you mean?
The people, that is, the people that designing his shoes don't even know Chris Paul. He like, he don't look like he got steez. Let me just make some ugly shoes real quick. He'll be happy.
Some throwaways.
Yep. But, yeah, I don't know. I think Nike killing the game just on the simple fact that the collaborations they're doing with multiple different streetwear brands. For example, Off-White, that's probably like the most well-known, but they have so many other like venues and routes that they're taking. Like just the simplicity of like having a shoe designed by a BMXer, like that's dope as fuck. Like just the idea of that is dope, you know? So eventually Jordan's going to come back around with new shit, but right now they're just becoming like dull and like unexciting.
Nah. I mean, every brand has that.
Yeah, they all have that. Because
you've seen how fucking, what's it called? Bape blew up, then disappeared, then blew up again, then disappeared again, then blew up again. Like,
well, to be honest, that's just like Nike. When
that's what I'm saying.
Adidas
up,
was first
down,
blowing
up. Blows up, dies
yeah,
down.
Yeah, when Adidas was first blowing up recently, like last year and the year before, Nike was kind of nowhere to be seen. This year and the end of last year is like their resurgence and like, nah, we still run this shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, I'm sure Jordan will be back, but right now, like I'm just saying, right now, Jordan's dull, ugly. Like the ones is the only one I really fuck with at the moment. I look at like other like 11, a Concords, of course, because they're Concords.
I don't like 11s at all.
I like Concords, but like besides the like, yeah, them shoes is fire. You know the certain of each number sixes.
Yeah.
Outside of that, bro, yeah, the certain well-known colorways. Outside of that, bro, like, I don't even like looking at them no more, if I'm being 100, besides the ones.
Well, you know my favorite Jordan, like, even like, some of my favorite Jordans I don't wear. My favorite ones is the threes, which I don't have, sadly, my fucking
threes and fours.
Threes, fours, ones. I like twos just because I see my brothers, but I never had a pair myself.
Yeah, they are. I like them. But, yeah.
And once we get past four, I'm like, all right, nigga. I had fives, but I was like, I'm good off these. You make my feet look big.
That's most Jordans.
Most Jordans, yeah.
Everything
big.
Make my fucking feet look big.
Yeah, because you would.
I tried on some 11s. What's it called? Shut up, bitch.
get a little bit of muscle. Get a little bit more muscle on them bones. The shoes might not look huge on you no more.
You need to get a little more muscle on that meat, nigga. What the fuck you mean?
Yeah, I'm getting muscle on this meat. What you talking about? Pause. Yeah, definitely pause. But, you know, I'm still getting muscle on the meat. I'm not going to take back the statement. Pause, but I'm not going to take back the statement.
Nah, nigga. Nah, you got muscle on your meat, faggot.
I thought the females like muscle on the meat.
No, females don't like muscle on the meat, nigga. They like long, narrow, but long, narrow meat.
They like pencil. They like
the pencil meat, bro.
The pencil meat
with some shoes.
To all right,
next subject. Yeah, let's get off meat.
Let me look at the shit. What is the next subject?
Tory Lanez album.
Oh, Tory Lanez. I low-key liked it. To be honest, jump, I liked it.
We gotta have Mari in here more because Mari definitely listens to all the new music that come out.
Tristan listens to all the mumble rappers that come out.
I listen to Tory Lanez. I like his older stuff, like the Chicks tape, like his mixtape on that.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, like, I had a couple of them on my Android.
Yeah, his last two albums, they were cool, but I was like, I need that.
You need that old feeling,
right? And he came out with this. I was like, okay. First listen was cool. I started listening to him more. It was solid.
Honestly, by my third listen, I was like, yeah, he got some bangers on here, like, for sure. Like, the Meek Mill joint, the Drip, Drip, Drip.
The shit with Trey Songz,
yeah. Yep. Let me look at the track list real quick. Let me pull that up. Even the first song, like, Why Don't You Love Me, like, that shit just bang off jump. Like,
yeah.
All of it really was bang. There wasn't really any songs that, like, off top. Don't get me wrong, there probably are a few songs in here, but off top, I can't think of any songs that I want to shit on. But maybe the Nav song, just because I don't like the Nav feature.
Tory Lanez is just a hateable nigga, you know what I'm saying? Like Russ. Russ don't suck, he's just a hateable nigga. Hate Russ.
The only reason people hate Tory is because, all right, the reason people hate Tory is because, I'm not going to lie,
the same reason niggas hate Wale?
No, it's not even that, like... It's low-key a reason to hate Tory, but, like, at this point in his career, like, what does it matter anymore? But it's basically because he low-key borrows people's sounds. Like,
oh, yeah.
Like, even in this song, there was a few songs I was like, oh, he got Travis on a feature? I was like, nope, that's him.
Well, he admitted it, nigga.
His last album, the whole beat, the whole flow and shit like that, he basically just copied it.
Yeah, but my thing is, like, that's the reason why a lot of people don't like him. But at this point in his career, it's expected. Like, I don't get why people expect different things from artists. Like,
I don't like Tory. I don't like Tory because he be on some weird shit sometimes. I be listening to the shit that he be saying, and, like, when he quote unquote talking his shit, I be like, yeah.
That's true, though. Most people don't.
That's what I meant when I said the same reason why niggas hate Wale, because Wale, when he be talking his shit, it just be on some weird shit. Like, I be listening to it, like, bro, shut the fuck up. Like,
nah, I fuck with Wale.
Why are you being like this? I do my too, thing, but I don't like over emotional.
The difference
niggas.
Between, yeah. But the difference between Wale and Tory though is Tory's just in the game and he's talking about I need this and I need that. Wale been in the game for dumb long and he still don't get the recognition.
Don't get the respect. People.
So
still,
I kind of understand where Wale come from when he has his moments where he's like, bro, give me my fucking respect. Like it sound like.
That's why I'm gonna be mad when Tristan be sucking.
Did y'all see that article some dude wrote about him? They're like, oh, Google him or some shit like that. Yeah. Like, nigga,
you gotta Google Wale. Like,
right. You gotta Google
you
Wale.
You shouldn't be writing on the culture at all if you have to Google who Wale is. Lotus Flower Bomb at the minimum. You gotta know that, bro. Come on.
That's my shit. Right. Lotus Flower Bomb.
At the minimum, bro. Like, but, like, that's I understand why Wale does it, but, like, for Tory, like, I don't kind of understand how Tory talking his shit sometimes.
Because he hasn't been here long enough.
Exactly. Like, that's my point. Like, Tory, just shut up for now, bro. Just keep making music. You're a good artist. But, like, give yourself a chance to be recognized without people.
And he said, Tory, just shut up for now, bro. You're a good artist.
Exactly. Stop interviewing.
Tory finna hit your DM like, yo, why the fuck you telling me to shut up?
That's how like you shit.
I'll be like, slide me a chain, Tory, and I'll praise you to the most high, bro.
Then he slide me a chain, and I'll be like, this is the greatest.
Yeah,
artist.
Go. Drake,
slide me a couple of $1,000.
Drake, Trav, Bryce, and they all stole from him.
They all stole from you.
Yeah, man. I know their song came out first. That don't mean nothing.
They took the idea.
They took the idea, exactly. Nah, but honestly, like, back to the album note, like, I really fucked with it. I liked it. Like, I listened to it maybe 3 to 4 times at this point, and I've liked it. I haven't gotten tired of it just yet. So
Well, I haven't listened to it yet. I'll listen to it soon. I just don't. I don't listen to Tory.
I know. So I try to get you to, but he's like, nah.
He just ugly, bro. Can't listen to no ugly.
Yeah, that forehead is his. It
That boy here, fat boy. Every time
it rivals Rihanna.
You seen, bro, the past like couple weeks. Every party we've been to, we seen.
Bro, why? The past three parties, bro. We 3 for 3.
Bald black niggas with a beard.
Big ass forehead, bro. It's not even that they bald. It's just that their foreheads is huge, bro.
Tory paving the way. Trendsetter.
These trendsetters, they all like wear the little, they all wear the little flannels, damn.
Mm-hmm.
3 for 3 on parties.
Tory,
bro,
can do it. We can do it.
Exactly.
All right, 6ix9ine. That nigga said 3 for exactly. 3 on parties.
I'm so sick of hearing 11, 10 for 10, 8 for 8, bro. I don't care.
That nigga gonna be old as fuck, like 50 for 50, nigga.
Stupid. But that's low-key a good segue into what y'all think about, like, the judge saying he can't say Treyway, and what's the other thing?
The 3-year probation or some shit like that?
Yeah, he can't be around anybody that's gang-related or affiliated. Some shit.
Yeah, what y'all think about that?
I just think,
that's 6ix9ine, bro. He gonna be around them niggas regardless.
That nigga does what he wants. Like, nobody tell that nigga shit. He's gonna be like, suck my dick and keep doing it.
That nigga is comedy for that, though. You know damn well he gonna slip up in the song. But it's
in the song, you gonna be like, in the song you hear him, it's fucking Trey. Ah, fuck.
Pull his kick down the door. We got you fucking stupid ass.
We got you stupid. Yeah,
I just think it's crazy. You hear the fucking they can tell you what not to say, though. Like,
the one that he's saying. Wait, go ahead, Maury.
I just think it's crazy. Like, they can tell you not like what not to say. Like, nigga, you tell me I can't say Treyway? Like, what's next?
Yeah, imagine they got his house tapped up and he's like, bro, I heard them Treyway homies, bro. And then all of a sudden, we got him. Cops break down the door. He just making conversation. He not even in a song or nothing. He just making conversation about his old homies. He's talking about Treyway. Oh, you in prison. You prison. It's too late. You violated your parole.
Shit, I would not be surprised.
But yeah, what was I about to say? Yeah, he gonna do what the fuck he want, nigga. That's 6ix9ine. He gonna say, you know, who was I talking to? Was it you that was saying that earlier, Josh? That, you know, this is how he make his living, this is how he support his family and shit like that.
No, I think it was the podcast.
I don't know what the fuck you talking about.
It was the Joe Budden podcast was talking about that.
They was talking about that.
I don't know. You might have talked about someone else with that, but yeah.
No, I think I was talking to Tristan. Oh, I don't know. It came up
in the Joe Budden podcast. But like I said, you could have talked to someone else about it. I
try not to listen to his podcast that frequently.
Who Joe?
You know, I love it. Yeah. I don't want to be like. I know it's a lot of things that I want to say that I know he's probably going to end up saying in his podcast.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. I might start listening a week late then, too, to be honest.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think, honestly, though, like, it makes sense. Like, he has to be an upstanding citizen, right? And he made a – like, I don't know what happened during the case at all. Obviously, I wasn't there. But he probably made his case about how he's a good citizen, this and that. Like, some of the things he's been arrested for, yeah, that he's been arrested, but that doesn't make him not a good citizen. Just based off of the things that he has been a part of. So then, as part of the whole thing, well, to make sure you don't get arrested and you're not brought up, because I think the main thing was that he was brought up in the whole situation with Chief Keef getting shot at.
Yeah.
So I think the whole way to just disassociate himself from that completely, like in the judge, like it's low-key trying to help him, is just like, you can't say a Treyway, you can't be around gang-affiliated members anymore. If you're really a good, upstanding person, like you trying to tell me you are, then you can't do it. Although
you gotta lick on some booty.
Yeah, exactly. You gotta eat some ass on the low, like some.
You gotta eat some ass on camera.
On camera, you know, and post it.
What if they pull some Meek Mill shit to him? The prosecutor, like, you gotta eat my ass on camera for you to go
free. <That's> take my ass to jail.
Man, you can take me to jail, big fella.
Go ahead, lock me up, shit.
Yep. Yeah. Well, it depends on the judge. What if the judge a female?
I don't know.
What is she looking at?
I have a girlfriend. I can't.
Oh, Mari, what is she looking at? What is she?
They're gonna have to put me in jail for fucking 10 years.
And
they said, "What's eye?"
Like eyes, like eyes, like a 7.
Well, she look like Riley Reid.
Oh yeah, She don't even gotta say that's why I get to go free. She'd be like, eat my ass. I'm like, all right, judge. All right, your honor. I'm gonna say no more. I'm on my way. Exactly. But shit, what was I finna say? No, I think he's gonna get caught up. Like you said, I don't think he gives a fuck, and he just be like, this Treyway stupid in his next song, bro. Like,
he gonna whisper it in the ad libs on one of his songs.
Treyway
shit, man.
Nah, yeah, that'd be hella funny. What else?
The only thing I understand with that is the whole upstanding, like, citizen. Like, what the hell? What's the
citizen? Not in trouble. Just not in trouble. Simple as that. Not associated. No legal trouble. Yeah, not associated. You just not in trouble. You doing good. Like, basically, 6ix9ine when he's giving back to his community and nothing, like none of the other stupid shit. Like maybe talking shit to Trippy and saying like, you know, fuck your dead brother. Fuck your dead brother. Not even dead homies. It's worse than that. It's
brother. That's some other shit.
That's some other shit. But like outside of that, But
what was he about to say? Go on to the next subject, brother.
I think Take Off single. Have y'all heard Take Off single, Last Memory?
Yeah, it's all right. I like his verse. I don't like the hook.
Yeah, the hook's all right, but like, bro, it's Take Off, bro. Take Off, Kill Verses. That was fire. I'm low key super excited for his album.
Yeah,
that's been the best Migo to me.
I was excited for it, but I wasn't excited for it already because I kind of expect, you know, that groggy ass cigarette voice, and I don't like it. So I'm gonna listen to it.
Damn, girl.
Oh man. Okay. What was I saying?
Groggy cigarette voice.
I expected the groggy ass fucking cigarette voice. So I go ahead. I forgot what the fuck I was saying.
Yeah, I hear background noises and shit.
Yeah, it's all right, bro. Just
but anyways, I'm excited for it. Like I said, I think I gotta say, Mari. What you gotta say, bruh? What you gotta say? I've been talking.
I'm excited for it. Yeah, I mean, he to me, he's the best out of the Migos. In terms of,
like, niggas is sucking him, bruh.
Facts.
This nigga whispering.
In terms of like,
gay. He got the most bars.
I'm just hoping it's not.
Yeah, we talking about
Quavo,
rapping.
Quavo album was like that shit was, it was all right.
Yeah, it was all right.
I'm hoping
when it comes to bars, I feel like I'm gonna be disappointed in the hooks. I feel like I was like just like that song. I'm not gonna like the hook, but I'm gonna like his verses.
Yeah, I could see that, but at the same time, take off becoming like
that nigga came in and told me, two bitches did a couple for Paris. I was like, okay.
Take Off be surprising you on the hook sometime, though. Like, sometimes
he's
he can
never surprised me on hooks.
Oh, he's had a few good hooks to me. I can't.
What hook do you think?
I knew you was going to say that.
Yeah, you can't think of
bro, I don't think of song. Even when it comes to Quavo, I can't be like, oh, this song right here is a fire hook. You. Like, I can't. I just don't think of songs like that. I think of them as, like, overall, like, I know what they sound like. I know what I'm listening to.
Because he rarely does the hook.
Yeah,
that's
rarely.
Why you can't
usually Quavo, yeah.
Them. Yeah, but sometimes
because
he
why?
Be coming
because
on the hook.
He has the most attractive voice for hooks.
Yeah. But, all right, so want me to explain why I think Take Off the best? Because we've had this argument a lot, and I don't disagree with your point at all. So, your point, let me know if I'm wrong. I'm going to say what I think I've interpreted as. Your point is that, like, he's the most attractive pause in the sense of, like, different things that he can do. And he's good at doing, like, as far as singing, hooks, bars, all of that, right? All right. So, for me, the reason why Take Off is the best is because I'm not talking about in the sense of, like...
Well, because you're not thinking like, from another artist's consumer, point of view.
No, not necessarily even the artist's perspective. I'm not thinking of it as in the sense of let me tell you what I am thinking in the senses, because that would probably make... I'm thinking of it more in the sense of a rapper. Like, in the rapping sense, like, bars, like, consistencies, verses, like, just straight bars, and that's Take Off every time. Yes, in the form of, in the visions of a rapper, or in the visions of a pop rapper, or this new shit that's going on. Like, yes, Quavo, obviously, yeah, it's more attractive. Pause in the sense of, like, singing hooks, like I said. But to me, I'm thinking in the sense of, like, just pure bars, like, in the rapping sense, like, going bar for bar, verse for verse, consistency, time in, time out. Like, Takeoff to me is the best because I'm thinking of it in the sense of bars and not too much outside of that because I'm thinking of him as a rapper more so than an artist. Although he is an artist, I'm not saying he's not, but I'm thinking mm-hmm. when I think about the three, I'm comparing them when it comes to rapping because that's what they are. They're rappers. They are artists, but they're not labeled like I'm an artist. They're rappers. So that's how I base them, and that's why I think Takeoff is the best out of the three.
Mm-hmm. I'm just hoping he can get some good hooks because mm-hmm. if not,
that's all I'm hoping for.
I kind of agree with Devin. Hits. If not, if it's just straight bars, it's kind of going to be like kind of not balanced.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I could see. Yeah, definitely.
That's why I feel like Quavo is probably the best one for me because he can come in with and give you a good hook. Like his album wasn't the best to me because I feel like it was rushed, which it was. But just
how you know it's rushed?
It's obvious. You could tell it's rushed. It wasn't mixed and mastered as well as all of the other songs that they have done before, all the songs that they've taken their time to do. It was mixed and mastered very well. And you could tell he just went in there. He probably did, like, a few long-ass studio sessions and was just doing hella songs in that bitch.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, because QC's trying to release hella albums.
Low-key.
Now I forgot what I was saying because that interrupted me talking about how you know. Bitch, I know. That's how, nigga. Fuck you mean.
Glizzy in my jeans. Alright, let's talk about since we forgot what we was talking about. Scam for Nam. I'll let you speak on that.
You said what?
Scam for Nam.
Hold on, let me go look at the thing. Oh, then yeah. I don't know why you said scam. I don't think it was a scam. I just me being stupid, like I put anything, my dumb ass. I'm a dumb ass. for Heartbreak Halloween, which is the reason I'm out here, Mari, by the way. I came for Heartbreak Halloween, which, well, I didn't buy the tickets. Kaylee bought the tickets, so it's not really me being a dumb ass. It's her being a dumb ass. Deflection. I mean, I didn't look at it. I never looked at the you know, thing. All of the flyers I've seen. So we didn't get to go in. It was last night, but we didn't get to go because we're both under 21, which is a 21 and up event. On all of the flyers, I looked at hell of the flyers. Josh looked at hell of the flyers, and you see that it doesn't say nothing about it being a 21 up event. But on Eventbrite, when you get your tickets, all the way at the bottom of the fucking description, it says 21. This is a 21 up event, which Kaylee probably didn't look at it. She just seen, and then she bought the tickets, which. You know, she didn't look at it. I didn't look at it. So it kind of was, you know, us being both being dumbasses. You know,
makes sense. Most people don't look at the bottom of that shit.
That's what I'm saying. They should have put it on the fucking flyer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I say scam for Nam. I say he's scamming, but I don't really think like he was out there with the malicious intent of like trying to get a bunch of 21 and under people to buy tickets just so they can't get in. Because he's there for his fans. Bottom line, like Heartbreak fans, like. But I just think that as far as promotional-wise, whoever was in charge of it, whoever was in charge of the design, maybe it slipped their mind. Like, I don't know. But I ain't seen nowhere, bro. No posts, no nothing saying it was 21 and up. Nothing on I Am Sue's page.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's to me, that's a drop ball. Like, because that's just grimy. Because you pay your tickets. Are you able to get a refund?
Nope.
Like, that's grimy.
That was a waste of $80.
Exactly. That's $80, bro. $40 mm-hmm. a ticket. Like,
well, technically, there's another dumbass part on us. They're couples tickets. So it was $40 for a couples ticket. So that's for both of us. But we bought two couples tickets. So it was supposed to be four tickets total. So it was like $20 a ticket.
Oh, wow.
Bad.
So now it's an extra dumbass because we both spent $40.
No one read the descriptions.
Yep.
But well, still,
we assumed that was going to be, you know, the regular ass ticket because that was the cheapest ticket that was on there for sale. So the cheapest ticket for sale should be and the ticket after that was the VIP tickets, which is $60. And the VIP tickets is a regular ass ticket, not a couple ticket.
Yeah. So y'all dumbasses. Simple point blank. But at the same time, like I said,
they dumbasses too.
Yeah, they dumbasses too. They didn't promote. They didn't. It wasn't.
They didn't advertise that it was a 21 up event.
Yeah, they didn't advertise it was 21 up event. Even when it come to the description, it should have said like on the ticket, 21 plus, like immediately, like off jump. Mm-hmm. You know, like I just think. Like I said, I don't think I Am Sue or anybody from HBK is out there with the malicious intent of trying to get people to waste their money. But I just think someone dropped the ball somewhere along the way on advertising that. Obviously, y'all dumbasses, y'all should have read. There's no point, like there's nothing around that. But still, even what if people is illiterate?
You a dumbass,
you know?
Too, Mister. No way around it, bitch. You a dumbass.
What if people is illiterate? You feel me? Like what if they can't read? Like
you illiterate.
People can read 21 plus. You gotta have that somewhere.
But that's hella weird.
Hey, yo, I'm hella
like
dumb.
Flyers and shit. The age thing is usually like the first
yeah, it's
thing
on the
flyer.
It's like 21 yeah. plus hella fucking big somewhere.
What was you finna say though, Dev, before that?
What was I about to say? I was about to say, you said, what if people you. Are what? What's the word you was about to say?
Illiterate,
yeah, right. Now, there's another word that means they can't do math. I forgot what that word is. But
stupid.
I was my dumb ass was people like, yeah, what if they're anemic? Yeah, what if they're fucking anemic, nigga? They can't read. They can't do math.
Oh, you talking about I know were you with dyslexic?
Yeah,
were
dyslexic.
They,
were, yeah,
that's not
go.
Math. That's just mixing up words.
I'm like still stupid regardless, nigga. It don't matter what the fuck the situation is, nigga. I'm stupid.
Facts, but it's all right. It's all right. But let's talk about another big scam, Kanye.
Kanye fucking kicking it with, I mean, taking a picture with LeVar Ball.
You
know, kind of making people assume that there would be a collab soon. I'm not here for no fucking Yeezy Big Baller brand collab.
And
nigga.
Them things about to be like two racks a shoe.
And hella ugly.
Not for
Big
BZ
brand. Ugly. Called Big BZ brand.
Big BZ. Big BZ's, nigga.
Big
BZ. They're going to call Big BZ 58, nigga. Like, some random ass number behind it.
Big BZ 2020, bro. 220. Big BZ 2020.
Hell yeah. That's exactly what they're going to call that dumb ass shoe, too.
Yep.
I am not here for it. I don't want that dumb ass.
Nope. I don't even know why this on the docket, to be honest, because I don't give a flying fuck.
Bro. I don't either. Right. I just wanted to say that I'm. Yeah, that's why I put it on.
Exactly. All right, well then, okay.
Next.
Ooh,
get the fuck out of here.
Ooh, all right, let me drop this right now. Fuck the Dodgers, bruh. You know, they lost.
I don't think about losing. Let's where y'all at? Y'all at home, huh?
Hey, but how many championships have you had?
I don't give
the past
a fuck about
exactly.
Within the past how many years? What was you going to say? How many years?
33 years.
Shut up, bitch. Don't worry about that. I don't know nothing about baseball.
Exactly.
I'm a basketball football player. Because I'm a Dodgers fan, bitch. Fuck you,
bitch. Like,
fuck
but
you
I like
and them
said.
Giants, nigga.
My
fuck
be-
you,
the best
bitch-ass
part of,
Giants.
The best part about that is I thought you was going to be like, I'm a football and basketball fan, but you was like player because you still don't watch them shits either. So you had to come back. Because like, I'm a player. I don't even watch them shits.
I don't got time to watch nigga. I'm at practice.
Right.
I'm at practice in the past.
For Lil Debbie U?
Yeah, I play for Lil Debbie U. I'd be going crazy.
You just didn't
know because you're a pussy.
Yeah, but I just wanted to say fuck the Dodgers.
We can talk about what's blank. It called? The Nicki Minaj fans.
All right.
Oh,
I'll let
flying
you...
through these fucking subjects.
Yeah, but we trying to cut down the time anyways. And
yeah,
we can
it's
bullshit.
Been 30 minutes, Josh.
I know, we can bullshit and stuff still, too, though. And this, we still have subjects, and they still can take time. So I'm really not tripping off of it. But let's talk about these dumbass barbs, bruh. But let me throw out a disclaimer. I know there's barbs that aren't retarded and, you know.
They're all retarded.
Nah,
all of them.
Don't say that, nigga.
Don't come
be,
at
they
me.
About to find
they about to attack
out.
Me.
Go at Dev. Go at Debbie. I know not all of y'all is retarded. And
come at me,
you're going to
get
children.
Hit with this Mac 11.
You mean your Bowie knife?
No, my Mac 11. I got a Mac 11 here at Kaylee House. When I'm at the house, though, it's the Bowie knife.
Y'all getting shanked.
Yeah, I'm staggering.
Pull up on us, you'll get it shanked.
You get shanked hella fucking hard.
Now you don't.
But
don't pull up
why
on
y'all? Why y'all so weird, bro? Why y'all so weird?
And they're like, talking directly to him.
What'd they do this time?
Bruh, they was, all right, so apparently, according to Shade Room, I don't know if it's completely true, because obviously it's Shade Room, right. But according to Shade Room, someone, I'm not going to say it was or wasn't Josh. Anybody, someone, no what, it was someone you leaked, it. Yeah, it was me, it was definitely me, because I need the money, nah, I did it for the free, though, for the F, but someone leaked Cardi B's number, and, like, Nicki fans started like messaging her, talking about they gonna kill her baby. What kind of fucked up person you gotta be for one to want to kill someone's child over a rap beef that's really not a beef and really not, you know what I mean? Like, you over here threatening someone's daughter,
right,
over your favorite rapper who really don't give a flying fuck about you or even know you doing it. Like, what is you doing, bro? Like, you just need to sit down and really evaluate your life if you over here sending Cardi B messages talking about, I want to run over your child. Like, bro, what are you doing in life if that's what you, if you have time to even write out that message? My stupid ass would have been like, dumb bitch, I'm finna, nah, this shit's stupid, I'm done.
Man, hey, I would have for surely texted them bitches back. Fuck you mean finna run my, I dare you, nigga. Pull up to my goddamn friend.
See if I don't
drop your ass off, nigga. I'm finna hit you with this motherfucking rocket.
You know she could afford one.
Man, you know she got a rocket, nigga.
Oh, you getting all types of robotic on us. But yeah, I just think Nicki fans have proven time and time again that they might be the new stans. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they might be the new psychopathic, like, fans of a person. Like, obviously Eminem's fans started it. It's at least in the saying of the word stan. Just in case y'all didn't know, if y'all listened to us, maybe you born a little early. Stan came from the song Stan from Eminem's.
No, it didn't. It came from the song Play Your Cards by Lil.
People don't know that.
She knows that though.
All right. Anyways, just in case they didn't.
No, people don't know that.
You hella robotic and you hella cutting out. I don't know what's going on, Chief, but this ain't it. But yeah, they getting real psychotic on the internet. Like, y'all saying some really out of pocket shit over someone that don't give a fuck about you, talking about you gonna kill people's children and shit. Like, that's a goddamn baby, bitch. Like, fuck is you doing? Even Michael Myers didn't kill a child. Come on, bro. Like, he's a legitimate psycho. You know how psychotic you gotta be to actually kill the child? You worse than Michael Myers, bro. Come on. What's
wrong
with you?
Think about it. Like, took the time to say what you're gonna do. It's crazy.
Send it. Come on, bro. You took the time to find the number, write down the number, write out your message, and then still send it. That's at least 5 minutes. You could have been like, nah, I'm maybe getting a little weird here. And even if y'all got that recollection, like, maybe this is a little weird, y'all still sent the message anyways, bro. Come on. Like, y'all tripping, bro. Like, it's never that serious to want to harm another person's child. Like, especially a baby. On top of that, like, it's never right to beat someone else's or kill or try to do anything harmful to someone else's child for something that maybe you and their parent have some beefing over, but for you to not even be a part of the beef and want to kill an infant is just weird and out of pocket. Y'all need to grow the fuck up and stop doing shit like that, because y'all just getting weird. I just got a message from Devi. Looks like Devi, I guess, is done. His shit's fucking up because his phone's boof. You know, it is what it is. Broke boys. You know, I'm part of it too.
Tinfoil connection.
Yeah, you got that tinfoil. my pussy boof, according to him. I'm not going to front. It might be. I wouldn't know. But anyways, pause, because he wouldn't know either. He's just talking out his ass. But it's just me and Mari for the rest of the podcast. I know y'all love us too. Devin said he love y'all. But yeah, we going to keep it popping.
We're going to hold it down.
We're going to hold it down. You know, POP, hold me down. But Mari, what you think about these psychotic bitches?
That shit just crazy to me. People really got no life. You gotta send a message threatening a little kid that you don't know over some shit that don't involve you.
Exactly. He's just crossing lines, bro. You, like, that's on site. Like, if Barb start getting beat up on site, like, by Cardi fans, like, it's deserved. Like,
Fuck Cardi fans. Offset finna be right there.
Offset, Offset finna catch a charge, bro. Right. He finna catch multiple bodies. But yeah, I just think that shit weird. Like, there's no point to go that distance or any of that. But we off that now. I mean, that's all I really could say. That's all the shit I wanted to talk. Like I said, to all the other Barbs who aren't psychotic bitches, I love y'all. You know, keep holding it down. But to you psychotic ones, you know, shut the fuck up and sit down and grow up. Come on, get on with your life. And that goes to guys too. It's not just females. Just because I say bitches, don't mean I'm talking exclusively to women. You know, we equal opportunity out here. You males is bitches too. You know, so if you a dude sending shit like that, those as well,
worst
you,
ones.
Those you the worst ones. One. Exactly. You still a bitch. So point blank, period. So you know, grow up and grow a pair. Grow a pair. You know, like I say, equal opportunity. Grow up and do better with your life. Go places. But on to the next topic. I don't really know too much about this. Devin would have had more to say about it. Unfortunately, like I said, his shit's fucking up, so he's not here. But apparently, Cuban Doll got dropped from her label.
Oh, yeah. Saw that. Yeah.
That's low-key. I mean, I haven't heard shit from Cuban Doll, to be honest. Yeah. Like, I seen that she was in the hospital the next day. This bitch is rapping and walking outside and dancing, like, talking about pray for. How sick or how hurt were you? Like, I could be wrong. If y'all know more than me after this podcast drops and y'all want to talk your shit and tell me what I don't know, go ahead and tell me what I don't know. But until
then, I think she got a bitch jumped or something like that. Like, I saw a video. She had her, like, in a cage or some shit and stabbed. Like, some crazy shit. Like, not just, like, a jump. Like, they put her in a cage and shit.
But, like, so
I don't know how it started or none of that, but...
Did that really... Should that really happen, though?
I think so. Shit.
Cause damn, if I got stabbed, I would not be dancing in the studio the next day. Best believe I'm taking a 6 months leave of absence. You never see me. Like, that's
your 2 weeks.
Yeah, I'm putting my 2 weeks game. Let me see. I talked about it. No, stupid. All right. Well, apparently it happened. Never mind, Cuban Doll. I take it back. You got jump stabbed. Prayers up for you. Like I said, I would have put out my one day notice. You know, I'm out this bitch. My 1 hour notice.
Did she get stabbed? I thought she set someone else up. That's what happened.
Oh.
That's why she's getting dropped.
Yeah, I'm seeing it right now. Cuban Doll got. The other, but why was Cuban Doll in the hospital though?
Shit, I don't know. I just saw the video with the other chick all cut up and shit.
Oh, like, okay. Then back to it. Shut the fuck up, Cuban Doll. What you in the hospital for? Talking about pray for me. How you gonna talk about pray for me and then go get another?
Oh, you know what it was? I think she might have been mocking the bitch. That's what it might have been.
Oh, that's
because
yeah,
I read somewhere she had the chick's chain or some shit like that.
Yeah, drop that bitch. Never mind. I don't even feel bad. I'm now very educated on the situation. Thank you, Devin, with the text messages explaining what's going on. Rumors are she got shot. I don't think she got shot. You can't dance and move like that if you got shot anywhere in your stomach or body.
She figured, this nigga Devin said she finna get on Treyway.
Yeah, I mean, why not? Isn't Treyway a label? So like,
yeah, it is. I mean,
so how is he not? Back to 6ix9ine, like, how is he not supposed to be associated with Treyway? Like, that's his label.
I don't even know.
Maybe he just has to say Treyway Incorporated now, or, you know, Treyway.
You gotta add some extra, yeah.
Yeah,
Trademark,
you gotta.
TM.
Trey Inc. Yep. That sounds like Trey Songz, though. Trey Inkway. You just gotta throw ink Trey in between Inkway. Trey and Way. Trey Inkway, yep. Sound like some Spanish. But anyways, Trinkway. Yeah, that sounds good, Dev. But yeah, drop that bitch. That shit's crazy. I mean, Cuban Doll weird. I haven't heard shit.
Oh, different type
on top of crazy. Yeah, on top of this crazy shit going on, like, when was the last time you heard Cuban Doll on a song? Like, and actually, like, liked it?
Shit.
I've never heard Cuban Doll on a song, personally. Yeah, and y'all could be on your own thing, but I've never heard Cuban Doll on a song. And even if I did, I didn't know it was Cuban Doll, so that means it was probably trash if I look up to see who it was. Let me see. BBLU has Cuban Doll. Bad Bitches Link Up, yeah. But I don't, like I said, I ain't like her verse, apparently, yeah. If I didn't look it up. Obviously, I like Pilo's shit, but apparently I didn't look up her shit if I didn't like it that much. I like how Devi just still commentating on every...
In the text message.
On every... He's commenting on every subject we talk about just through text. Y'all can't see it, that's why I'm saying it for y'all, but... you know, he gonna want to spend some money he don't have right now. But anyways, what's the last few motherfucking subjects we got here? All right, so I guess right here, what's your favorite current song or artist at this moment, or both? Like,
My favorite artist right now, Dave East. Mm-hmm. I don't think he gets the respect he deserves. Like, people know about him, but, like, people don't really be talking about him. But he just dropped a project with Styles P. I'm still halfway through that, but so far it's good. But, like, his older shit, I should slap.
Oh, yeah. You got a song before I talk?
I think it's called Devil on Me. It's from his mixtape, Karma. Been slapping that. Go listen to that.
Devil on Me. All right, for sure. Yeah, but just to talk about kind of like what you're saying, I don't think Davies gets half of the recognition. He got bars. He low key nice on the hooks. I mean, they bar hooks. They're not like melodic hooks, but they nice hooks. I haven't heard his new shit. I didn't even know he dropped that with Style P. I'll have to give that a shit to listen. Yeah. But I listen to Paranoia, A True Story, and then P2. I listen to both of those. P2 is newest shit. I was slapping that for like a cool month or so. Davies go crazy. Davies go extremely crazy. But on to me now, I guess. My favorite artist right now, probably gotta be. I'm trying to think. Let's see. Who do I got the most music of right now? Favorite artist, I guess I'll just have to say is I don't even know. I'll just say, like, it's not a song, it's a whole ass album. But my shit right now, like, my favorite album right now is that Mai Tai shit. That shit goes so crazy.
Oh, does it?
Oh, yeah. That shit go crazy. Two tracks on that. That shit go crazy.
Because the singles they dropped, those are fire, so I was looking forward to it. I just never got a chance to listen to the whole thing.
Yeah, you need to listen to it thoroughly. That shit is fire. That's my shit right now. So I guess Ty Dolla $ign Jeremih, like, right. That shit go crazy. But let me just go into Devin's real quick before I go back into mine. For Devs, it's Lil Trev, and the song is Think Alone by Lil Trev and Celly Rue. According to Devin, he wrote all that shit. You know, Dev, you know, he write every song in the rap game, from Drake all the way to Guap Dad, even to Lil Trev and the Temptations, you know. He writes them songs, too.
All him. Does it himself, writes it, produces it.
Yeah, produces, you know, hooks, ad-libs. Those are really, he just knows how to manipulate his voice. Oh, no, apparently he don't write for Trev. But all the other artists in the game, he do write for. Maybe he just might work with Trev. But, you know, Lil Devi, he be on his grind. You know, he just makes songs for Migos, you know, on the daily. I don't know how he broke. He must be doing it for the F. But, you know, he do it for everybody. but that's his. But, yeah, that Mai Tai shit go crazy. If y'all haven't listened to it, which y'all probably should have, but if y'all haven't, go give that shit a listen. That shit's nice. Let me see. Oh, and Dev said he just he about to go. He left the podcast. It wasn't because his phone's boof or nothing like that, apparently. Although it probably is, but according to him, he left this the podcast in order to go help Drake with his new song. He about to go start writing it, producing it.
New Drake alert. You know, be on alert for that.
New Drake alert. Be on. Yep. New single on the way. Everything made by Lil Dev, including the video. You know, he going to make the video as well. You know, Drake not even in none of the videos. It's just Devin.
It's just Devin.
You just can't tell, but it's Dev.
That nigga really does this.
He really does this, you know. Hey, there's really nobody in the studio with him. It's really just Dev. You know, all those background dancers, even the females, that's all Dev.
Right.
You know, like, you need to pay attention. Just pay attention next video. You'll see, it's Dev. But that's my shit right now. That's Mari shit. That's Dev shit. Let's see what else. What else we got? We got Mari playing video games as background noise.
Oh shit, y'all gonna hear that?
That's what Dev said at the beginning. Yeah, that's about it for this. Actually, Dev gave me a new topic for us to talk about.
Top 10 young rappers. Okay. Yeah. How young we talking?
Like, yeah, how long young we talking, Dev? Let us
25
know.
Under.
Let's wait a second. Under 21. Whew. Okay.
That's
going to be hard. I can maybe give you one.
I might have to really think about this.
Shit. Yeah, give me 1 second here. Let me look through my catalog and see who I listen to under 21. Lil Devi, Shino Stacks, Lil Devi, Shino Stacks, Shino Stacks, and Lil Devi and Shino Stacks, you know? But let me really look here.
Let's see.
How old is Juice WRLD?
He might be 21, actually, I think. He's around 19? Okay, cool. Yeah. 19,
okay. So I know Juice WRLD can be a part of this list.
Oh, yeah. He got bars. I'm waiting for him to drop like that.
How old did Coney just turn? Okay. Yep, Dev just had 20. I can't even say all the things that I want to say, like, as far as other rappers, low-key based out of Sac, because then people going to think I like Bang, but I don't bang nothing.
Yeah, we ain't getting into all that.
Yeah, we ain't getting... I'm a bitch, y'all. I don't bang. But I just won't say it just for the simple fact that I ain't trying to get popped up. I'm not even going to say what you say, Dev.
Right, we ain't going to say that.
We all going to say that.
We good.
But let's just go with Juice WRLD, Lil Devi, and Shino Stacks.
Lil Devi, Shino Stacks.
That's my top three right now.
Oh, no, this nigga really trying to get Shaq. Nope.
Yeah. We all right, nope. Bro. We all right. So that's my shit right now. I don't really know too many artists up and coming. Like, even if I know younger artists, I really don't know, like, their age, to be honest with you. Like, I was going to say Uno the Activist, but I don't know how old he is. I don't know how old Trippy is. I don't really like Lil Pump.
Trippy's, like, 19, I think. Oh, yeah, Lil Pump.
Lil Pump's under 21. I know that. But, at the same time, like, I don't know enough artists to really give you, like, I'm gonna throw Lil Pump on the list, but if I find, like, I can't really say he's my top 10 because I don't know who I listen to that's under 21, you know, besides, I'm not gonna say one of those three, Dev. It's the one in the middle, if you didn't know, but,
No, I think that'd be a good. All right, topic,
Dev.
Though.
You
rappers,
yeah.
25 and younger.
25 and younger, I might be able to do. But here, Dev, you give me yours, and I'll let the people know what you think of your top 10. Oh, that's you gave me 3, 4, maybe 5 rappers. That's not 10, bro. All right. So while Devin's doing that, let's see. What y'all think? What you think about the Rams, Mari? What you think they finna do this year?
Shit, nobody gets hurt. I feel like they can win.
But I feel like even if people get hurt, they have a chance to win, bro. Like
defense, but offense. Someone gets hurt on offense. I don't know how they'd be looking. Like
we talking about two players get hurt.
Two players.
If Jared Goff, down, and Gurley, or Gurley, their season's over. But I mean, anybody else, it's not over. They'll be able to hang,
but it's not going to be like now where they just destroying people.
Yeah. But anybody else besides that really gets hurt, I think they can handle it. Even if receivers go down, they still got Cooks, they still got Woods, they still got Reynolds, they still got, I don't know, they got everybody in the league. They got Watkins, you know, they got Julio Jones. They got everybody. Shit. They got Odell shit, might as well. But, yeah, if Gurley or Jared Goff go down, it becomes – really, if Gurley go down, it makes things a lot harder. I mean, I think they might still be able to function even without Goff.
Oh, yeah, if he goes down, it's bad.
Goff's still a huge part, but they might be able to function a little bit better without Goff than they can without Gurley.
Gurley just takes the pressure off of Goff. Like, yeah, look at what he's doing. He's rushing. He's catching shit. He's blocking. Like, without him, I don't even know who their backup is. That's how bad it is. I have not seen their backup.
Yeah, again. Facts. He's a four down every play type of guy. You know what I mean?
Right.
But, yeah, I think the Rams doing numbers this year. I think they have a real good chance of winning the Super Bowl. I think the only team that might be able to keep up with them is maybe
– Chiefs. Nah. I would say Chiefs with the defense. Their offense keep up with the defense. You don't think the Chiefs will keep up?
Nah, dog. I think I'll say your shit right now, Dev. Just give me a second. To be honest, Chiefs offense is crazy, right? But if you look at it, Chiefs offense against Rams defense, I think Chiefs offense wins that fight, but not as much as, like, they usually do against most defenses, you know what I mean? Like, 30, 40 points.
Yeah.
But their defense is nowhere near up to tier to handle the Rams offense. The Rams offense isn't ridiculously crazy, but they are – their O-line is nice. Todd Gurley's a monster. Brandon Cook's a deep threat. You know, Cooper Kupp's a deep threat. He's also a slot receiver. So is Reynolds. So is Robert Woods.
Yeah,
like, that's too much for the – like, the Rams is known for they line, right? They known for having a good defensive line, but their secondary isn't amazing. You know what I mean? Like, they decent. They not bad by any means. They still one of the better defenses in the league, but they're not amazing. You know what I mean? So if you really stack them up, like toe to toe, I think the Rams are not extremely, but they're better than the Chiefs. So I think even the Chiefs wouldn't be able to stop them. To be honest, what I was going to say, the team that might have the best chance at stopping them, low key, might be the Saints. That Saints offense is potent.
Yeah, their defense
is trash.
I'm not sold on their defense.
Their defense is trash, but if there's going to be a gun battle, bro, I think Drew Brees might have a better
chance. Oh, yeah, Drew Brees is that dude.
Yeah, he can out-sling, you feel me? Like, and I think his O-line's good enough to give him some time, you know what I mean? So, but Saints is looking nice.
You said the Raiders?
The Niners. You're talking about the Niners, my team? Oh, yeah, the Niners are going to give him to work. But, my Super Bowl coming up soon. You know, Raiders, Niners coming up. You know, that's my Super Bowl this year. But, yeah, honestly, Chiefs, Rams, Patriots, of course. You can't forget about the Patriots. Minnesota's looking nice again this year. Pittsburgh, if they can really start getting traction, and especially if they get Le'Veon Bell back, and they really just split the snaps and not give Le'Veon all the snaps and not give Connor all the snaps, if they really split it 50-50, oh, yeah, they're dangerous. They dangerous for sure. I don't even
know if they need Le'Veon back.
I don't think they need Le'Veon, but imagine if they split the snaps 50-50, bro, and if whoever's slacking, they lose some snaps and the other person gets more. But if they split the snaps 50-50, Connor and Le'Veon out the backfield plus – receiving core they already have. I think they need a new quarterback, but
Big Ben, he's washed. I mean, he's not washed. But
he's,
like,
not washed. He's still got an arm. He still got act, but he just can't move.
He's not that.
He can't get out of the pocket. Like, there's. I think they low key need a change. Trade for a fucking Lamar.
Raven's not finna give that dude up.
Yeah, they won't. But
they're about to get rid of Flacco.
Yeah, they're about to get
rid of Flacco. As soon as they go to playoffs, Flacco is gone.
Yeah, facts. Because Lamar, nice.
Oh, yeah.
Lamar, nice. But, I don't really know who's combating the Chiefs. I think it's Chiefs Rams Super Bowl, to be honest.
Yeah, that's a good matchup. I like that. I can see it.
Because at this time, Patriots not even going to have home field advantage in the AFC.
What are they, like 4-2, 4-3, something like that?
Yeah, but like, yeah, I think something like that. But like, my point is like, yeah, maybe if they had home field advantage, yeah, I'm taking the Patriots over the Chiefs. But if they don't even have home field advantage, like, they're getting blown out in Arrowhead.
Well, I just saw they're trying to trade for a receiver. They're trying to trade for a star receiver. So if they get a star receiver.
Yeah, they're going for OBJ. And,
shit, if they get him, damn, that's going to be dangerous.
Yeah, but we're off of football because I'm trying to wrap this up. We're trying to, just so y'all know, is like listeners, if you do listen, I know Maury's one of the listeners we do have, Maury, but just so y'all know, we're trying to cut down the time. We try not to have 2 hours like podcasts for the moment. Just because I know like y'all get tired of listening to us after a while. You feel me? Like, I mean, especially since y'all just starting to listen to us, 2 hours is a long time. So we're trying to cut it down to an hour at most, like an hour and a half. But yeah, we basically almost done here. The last thing I really want to talk about is Dev's top 10 rappers under 21. You know, this is Devin's top 10, not mine. But it's Da Boy from SOBRBE, who are still together at the moment. Lil Trev, Coney, Benny, BOE Sosa, Haiti Baby, T C Lo. How would you say that, Mari? T C Lo?
Shit.
Like Wandissimo?
T C Lo, yeah, T C Lo.
Yeah, T C Lo, like Wandissimo, you know, from Fairly Odd Parents. that boy $ Devi, you know, out of SEC. Shino Stacks in this bitch out of Moreno Valley / Sack, and Lil Mosey.
Mosey, yeah.
Yeah, there's no order in that, but that's Dev's top 10. But yeah, that basically concludes this shit. Like I said, sorry about last week. That's on me on why we didn't record this podcast sooner. But yeah, we got it done this week. Hope y'all enjoy. Listen back in for us next week, and then the week after that, we'll probably give you more of an update this coming up weekend on what we're going to do about the next weekend, because me, Dev, and Tris are all going to be at Camp Flognaw in LA. So we'll see what we can do. We're probably still going to try to record, but like I said, we'll probably give you guys more of a like informative message next week when we have a little bit more in concrete on if we're going to be able to do it or not. But yeah, that's the episode. Thank you very much, Mari, for joining us.
Oh, yep. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, no problem. Like Dev said, we might add him on as a fourth, to be honest. We'll see. We gotta talk about it and all this. I know y'all never fucking talk to me on Twitter or nothing, but fucking hit us up if you listen to this bitch. Let us know if y'all think we should have Mari on here more. You know, maybe a little less video game playing in the background. But
I got you.
But yeah, we'll see. We'll see what's good. But yeah, that's it, bro. We out this bitch. This is the end of the Janky Boys podcast, episode 3, I believe. Maybe 4. Most likely. And y'all let me know if I'm wrong. Oh, no, we on 4. We on 4. So, yeah, thank you for tuning in. If you listen, we'll catch you back next week.